Hey, Powerhouse, it's time to transform your legal career inside Powerhouse Elite. Created for the ambitious, forward-thinking female lawyer who is craving meaningful connections, career advancement, and empowering other women in the law. So let me tell you all the incredible value you'll be getting inside Powerhouse Elite, a luxury retreat at the Miraval Resort in Austin, Texas, September 27th through the 30th, monthly one-on-one coaching calls with me to specifically work on your goals and where you're going, access to a sisterhood like no other, connecting a network of inspiring, supportive women who share your values, dreams, and ambition. And also inside the Elite membership, you get a coaching call once a month with all of these incredible women in the Powerhouse Lawyers community. So if you're ready for more this year, join Powerhouse Elite. Grab one of the few remaining spots today by clicking the link in the show notes. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to transform your life and career with Powerhouse Elite.
Honestly, just eliminating the word failure from your vocabulary and just calling it a pivot, because isn't that all it is? It's just trying something and seeing if it works, learn from what did, get rid of what didn't, and move on to a better next step. You are more than a lawyer. You are a powerhouse. Welcome to Powerhouse Lawyers. I'm your host, Erin Gerner, a former lawyer, wife, mom, entrepreneur, and coach. And I'm here to show you what's possible. So if you're ready, let's go. Hello, powerhouses. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited that you guys are here this week. So you're never going to believe what episode we are on. We are on our 52nd episode, powerhouses. That means I have been putting out episodes weekly to you guys for a year. That is so wild to me that I have been putting out weekly episodes for a year. 52 episodes, over 2,000 downloads, and people are listening in over 28 countries. I mean, what? 28 countries? People are listening to the Powerhouse Lawyers podcast. I mean, it is crazy to me, but I'm so proud of myself for being consistent, and I have loved every single minute of doing this podcast. I mean, honestly, it took me forever to actually get the mic out of the box and start this podcast. I had major imposter syndrome. I mean, I'm telling you guys, I ordered this microphone that I'm using right now off Amazon and had all my equipment. It was sitting over to the right of my desk in a pretty little box for, I don't know, maybe 3 months. And I just kept looking at it. Part of me knew that once I started, I knew I was going to be all in. But the other part of me that was stopping me was all of the voices that are not our friends, right? That huge imposter. What am I going to say? Is anyone going to listen? Does anyone care? Am I even qualified to do this? I mean, all of the stories that come up that are not true that stop us from doing the things that God has called us forward to do. And I've told this story a little bit on the podcast, but, you know, just in an effort to give you guys just some color. So my legal journey was not really the most pleasant. I had a lot of things happen to me early on in my career that really damaged my psyche and my confidence in myself, like as a person and as a lawyer. I had my very first internship I had with this gentleman, and he would on the daily, this is before I even graduated, I mean, this is like the summer after my 2L year maybe. And he would stand at over my desk every single day and berate me, tell me that I was stupid and that I was never going to be a good lawyer. You know, all of these things just like on a daily basis. And you got to think at 21, 22 years old, I didn't know any different. And I sure as heck didn't know really what it meant to be a lawyer, but I knew that I had this evil person who was just standing over me, just berating my psyche and just beating me down, coupled with the narrative in the law that you've got to be perfect. Like, if it's not hard, then you're not doing it right. You know, like this is what we're in for.
And I mean, that carried through my legal practice. I go into big law, I'm drinking from the fire hose. And the whole time I'm just hearing that voice over and over again of you're not good enough, you're not smart enough, you're never going to be a good lawyer. And not having the emotional intelligence at that time, not having a mentor at the time, not having community at the time to tell me that, first of all, it was normal to have those thoughts. I was a new, brand new attorney struggling through all of this stuff. But just because those emotions are normal doesn't mean that, and those feelings are normal, doesn't mean that they're real. And didn't mean that there wasn't another conversation that I could have had, but I didn't know all of that at the time. I only knew what I knew. And when I walked away from the law a couple years later, after I became a mom, I mean, y'all, I walked away and was like, I'm a failure. I can't hack it. I'm not a good lawyer. You know, there were no other options presented to me. It was very much like you can be a mom or you can be a lawyer. And I didn't feel like I was doing either well and didn't feel like I could do both. And so I chose to go home and, you know, stay with my daughter and be a stay-at-home mom, which newsflash, that did not solve the issue, right? That's like just ripping off one Band-Aid and putting another one on is a 1 out of 10 recommend on solving the problems of your life. But what that story did is it implanted this narrative in me. And when I get outside of my comfort zone and when I am leveling up in my life, even as much work as I have done, as much coaching as I have had, as much work as I have done, we all still deal with these feelings of being an imposter and not feeling good enough or capable enough. And my trigger is when I feel outside of my comfort zone and when I'm leveling up to do something new, the immediate thing is I'm not qualified. I'm not qualified to help these women. I quit being a lawyer. I wasn't a good lawyer. I write all of these stories that are not true, but based on how those events affected me and what I allowed myself to believe because of what happened during my legal career, right? I have to rewrite that narrative every single time. And luckily, that's what coaching does for you, right? That's what working on yourself does for you. Your recovery time is much, much shorter. Believe that story used to paralyze me for a lot longer than now, just a few minutes, maybe even like a day before I'm recovered and I have now like realigned and, you know, repositioned myself to where I am telling myself a different story. But that was a story on repeat before I started this podcast. Truly, I'm like, who's going to listen to this? Who wants to listen to little old me? Whatever. Not a true story. And I will tell you, the turning point and the catalyst for me actually starting this podcast was in community. Always in community, you guys. That is where, when you cannot get out of your own way sometimes, and when you cannot see the forest for the trees, that is where community can come in and clear the forest. And you can see things in a way and in a different perspective that you never even imagined. So the February before I started this retreat, I went to a mastermind. I'm in community with other women, powerhouse people who are going in different directions, you know, going in all the places. And a couple, Chris and Lori Harder. Lori Harder has a podcast called Earn Your Happy. Gazillions of downloads. Like, they're doing the thing. They've been in the personal development space forever. And, you know, they just gave me a totally different perspective. And maybe nobody else in the room even heard what they were saying. But I was really just on the cusp of knowing that I was about to step into a different level. And they were like, people get so wrapped around the axle about downloads on your podcast and how many people are listening and getting all these people on your podcast, whatever. Okay, so say you get 50 downloads. Do you talk to 50 people on a daily basis about what you're doing, about the services that you provide, the products that you have, who you're impacting? Like, are you talking to 50 people on a daily basis? Probably not. So, right? It's don't concentrate on the numbers. Concentrate on the message and the audience who is listening to you. So I finally picked up a microphone. I came back from that mastermind and just decided I was going to start. And I started messy. You guys know I talk about messy action all the time, but this was truly an endeavor of messy action. I plugged in the microphone. I hired a producer who is not my fabulous producer now, but again, it's just starting where you are. And I had somebody to help me figure this out. I found a title. I recorded an intro and just picked up the mic and started talking and was determined to stay consistent. I'll never forget that first producer was like, girl, 6 months is the cutoff. That's when people burn out and they usually quit after like 6 months. And I was like, well, I'm not quitting after 6 months. I'm doing this thing. Like, I'm at least putting out an episode a week, every single week for a year. Dang it. And I know if I can do that, then that momentum will carry me into the next season, into the next season, into the next season. So anyway, have had so much fun. I am so excited about year two. We're not even calling these seasons. Year two. And that is where you guys come in, because my goal every single week is to show up here with either in a solo episode, offering, you know, some coaching, some tips, just some life, you know, what I'm going through, just to let you know that you're not alone and that there is a, you know, a different, better way. And you've got a safe space here and a community here. I'm also bringing in, obviously, powerhouse women and a few good men over the past year to pour into you guys with their expertise, with their stories, with their experiences, so you can hear yourself in those stories. But this is where you guys come in. In case you did not know, there is a Facebook page for the Powerhouse Lawyers Podcast. It's called Powerhouse Lawyers Podcast, appropriately, on Facebook. The link is in the show notes. Go over there and join. There is community forming over there in that group. You get sneak peeks of the episode. You can drop in comments. I would love recommendations on people you'd like to hear from, topics that you'd like to hear about, what is happening in your practice right now that you would like to hear some outside knowledge on. And maybe you listening right now have a story that needs to be told on this podcast, but you've got to intentionally put yourself in the rooms and the spaces to where we can find you. So that is what makes that page so powerful. You can come in there, form community. What do you need to hear about? Do you need some resources? Do you need referrals? That is what that community is for. And the other way to keep this podcast going and keep elevating this message and putting it in every single lawyer's ear that you can find is to subscribe to the show, leave a review, give it 5 stars if that's what you feel like it's worthy of. That is how we get this message out to other powerhouse lawyers. Share it on your social media, share it in your email. I know for a fact that that is how this podcast has grown over the last year. And I will tell you, over the last 3 months, it has been the most inspiring part of this is to get on the phone with women and say, oh my gosh, somebody sent me your podcast and I love it. Oh my gosh, I just got introduced to your podcast and I love it. That is just a testament to you guys and the community that keeps spreading this message, that keeps listening every single week, that keeps supporting this community and wanting to be a part of something that's never been done before for women in the law. So I'm just so thankful for you guys. I'm so excited about season two. I just said season two again, and I think that I want to say year two. Anyway, whatever. Okay, so I do want to share a few things that I have learned over the last year, because I would love to give y'all some practical tips. Maybe you're listening to this and thinking, I want to start a podcast, or, you know, I've had this vision of a little side business on my heart. And what are some things that Erin has learned over the last year from taking messy action, doing something new, learning how to do something new, being a beginner at something? I am by no means a professional, but I have actually learned a lot this year. And I think that just comes with failing forward and honestly, just eliminating the word failure from your vocabulary and just calling it a pivot, because isn't that all it is? It's just trying something and seeing if it works, learn from what did, get rid of what didn't, and move on to a better next step. So, do you ever feel like your to-do list is running your life instead of the other way around? I see you, powerhouse, and I'm here to help you regain your sanity. As a busy wife, mom, and entrepreneur myself, my to-do list seemed never-ending. In fact, I often had multiple, not to mention that nagging feeling of never getting enough things crossed off. The overwhelm was constantly churning in my head. That is until I started utilizing the brain dump. That's right. This simple yet strategic exercise completely transformed my life. And I've started sharing it with my clients, and it's transformed theirs as well. So I have to share it with you, my audience. That's why I'm so excited to introduce the Powerhouse Brain Dump, a better way of getting shit done, a game-changing ebook that is about to revolutionize the way you tackle tasks.
My transformative method empowers you to banish the chaos and overwhelm and learn how to offload your mental clutter onto paper and provide a clear roadmap for action and success. This is not your typical productivity guide. No, no. It's a revolutionary approach for the fearless female lawyer who's ready to break free from overwhelm and reclaim her powerhouse status. So what are you waiting for? Say hello to a more organized and focused you. Grab your copy of The Powerhouse Brain Dump, A Better Way of Getting Shit Done today by clicking on the link in the show notes or go directly to erangerner.com.
Okay. What did I learn? Well, I confirmed the fact that I'm obsessed with community for female lawyers. And honestly, for me, this podcast is an extension of the Powerhouse Lawyers community. It's a way for me to be able to impact and to reach more lawyers, to, you know, spread the message of there is a different and better way. And we're changing the narrative. And it starts, you know, one attorney at a time, throwing the rope back. The connections that I have made, the guests, the friendships, the opportunities, just everything that has happened from all meeting all of these women has just been next level. And it is a reinforcement every single week that in community, we can get to where we are going so much faster. It's about pouring into the people in our networks. It's about putting yourself intentionally in rooms with other powerhouses who are moving and shaking and doing the things that you want to do. And it's you have to intentionally do that. We're so busy as lawyers, as moms, as, you know, high achieving professionals, that it's very easy to let this intentional part of our lives slide by the wayside because we're so busy doing something else. That's why it's so important to me to keep facilitating and offering the space for female lawyers, whether that be on the podcast, whether that's on the Facebook page, whether that's as a part of my community, going to one of my retreats. I know how important that space is and how it can change your life. And week after week after week after week, interviewing powerhouse after powerhouse, it is reinforced that together we are going a whole lot faster than we are by ourselves. And you meet the most incredible women when you put yourself out there. And honestly, it's completely changed the way I think. I thought I knew a lot about being a lawyer, but you know what? I only knew what I knew. I only knew what my experience was. I only knew what the experience was of, you know, the clients that I had worked with and the women that I had encountered on my retreat. What this podcast gave me and the ability to do is to have a further reach of that, right? To be able to hear vastly different viewpoints on so many different topics. I mean, I had women of different race on here. I had obviously different ethnicities, different religious backgrounds. So it wasn't only about law. It was about, you know, being a minority in the legal profession, not only as a woman, but a woman of color. I mean, so many different topics and conversations that have given me such a diverse understanding and more of an appreciation of the diversity of the women in the legal community. And it is just so inspiring. I'll never be able to stop at this point because I just want to hear everybody's stories. I know there's so much power in stories. That's the other thing that I've learned is that the storytelling part of this is that's the part that I think resonates the most, is that you can plug in, you can tune in, whether it's on your drive or maybe you're in the shower, or maybe you're on a run or a walk and you're just hearing the stories of other lawyers and you're saying like, oh my gosh, like I resonate with that. There's so much power in being seen and knowing that you are not alone and that there are other people that have felt this way and that there's evidence of other people doing things differently. And it's so much less isolating when you can listen to stories and you can feel seen and know that you're not the only one. And then when you can see evidence of people doing it differently, you know that there is a different way, that you have a different choice, right? That if what you're doing right now isn't working, then you're listening right now to evidence of someone who took what wasn't working and is doing things differently. What's some other things that I've learned here? Oh, consistency. I said that from at the very beginning of the podcast. Consistency is key with anything, right? Your garden isn't going to grow overnight. You have to water it. You've got to take care of it. It's the same thing, you know, with a podcast or your job or a job change or a side hustle or whatever you're working on right now. It deserves your consistency and your attention. If you come to something inconsistently, it's going to have inconsistent results. So for me, you know, I made the commitment when I started this podcast, I made the commitment to my audience to show up every single week. And that's what I did. And it wasn't easy every single week. I didn't love every single episode that I did. But the other thing that I've learned is somebody needs to hear from you. Regardless of how you think you showed up, we can beat ourselves up with a pulp. And I can say, I didn't say it perfectly. I said this or that, and I didn't say it the way I wanted to. Maybe I sounded dumb, like whatever. Maybe I said like too many times and that's annoying or whatever it is. Showing up anyway and putting the episode out anyway, because I could sit there and I could go back and I could critique that whole episode and just decide not to publish it. But what good would that do? That's not the Someone needs to hear my message. Someone needs to hear your message. So if you're listening to this and you have been holding on to something that you are ready to step forward and talk about, like, people are waiting on you. God didn't just accidentally put a dream or a mission on your heart. It's not like he went down the list and he was like, oh, 1, 2, and 3 are out. They're on vacation. So you're number 4. And this sounds like a great plan for your life. No, he specifically chose you for this particular purpose and mission. And so even when it's hard, people are waiting on you to show up. They're waiting to hear your message. And so that is what I have to remind myself every single week, is that even if I don't think I'm perfect, which I'm never going to be, and I'm my own biggest critic, I have a responsibility. And my duty here is to impact and to put an episode out that I know ultimately will speak to somebody. It's my job to get over my perfectionist tendencies and to put it out anyway. And so that is just something that I have really leaned into, because I have the tendency to want everything to be perfect. And especially when I first started this podcast, I was like, oh my God, I sound like an idiot. No one's going to listen. I said like, and who cares? Literally, who cares? The people who have downloaded this podcast are listening into me because you already like me. You've already bought into me. So me trying to tell myself a story and like talk myself off the ledge is not doing anybody any good. The other thing I will say that I have learned, well, the people want to hear your message, and the answer is always no if you do not ask. I have learned that more in podcasting and probably in business building ever. The answer is always no if you don't ask. That guest, that question, whatever it is, the answer is always no if you do not ask. There have been guests that I thought for sure would say, I don't have time to be on your show. I'm too busy. I'm too this, I'm too that. But you know what? I knew that they had a message and that you guys would want to hear that. And so I asked. I got over being scared and decided to ask anyway. And you know what? Like 9 out of 10 times, the answer is yes. And piggybacking on that, the biggest thing I have learned and that has been reiterated over and over and over again is your network is your net worth. And I'm not just talking about the money in the bank. I am talking about relationship equity. That is the most valuable thing that you have in your arsenal, is your relationship equity. You can go to every networking event that your city offers. You can teach a CLE. You can whatever. That's fine. But if you are not intentionally relationship building with the right people, then all of that stuff is pointless. You're not enjoying it, probably, first of all. You're not getting in contact with the people that you need to be in contact with. There is true power behind intentional networking. And that is what I try and talk about a lot on this show. That's what I try and provide through my happy hours, through my retreats, through this podcast, through the Facebook group. That is intentional networking, and that network will become your net worth when you need anything: a referral, solution to an idea, a different perspective, a shoulder to just cry on and be like, you get it, because today was hard. And then they're also in the same sentence saying, all right, buck up, buttercup. Let's remember and remind you who you are. Your network is your net worth. This podcast has revealed that to me over and over again. The opportunities that have happened, the connections that have happened, would never have been possible, A, if I had not asked, and B, if I had not leaned into the network that I was building. So those are some of the things that I've learned this year, and I'm so excited to keep going. I mean, now I'm on a roll. You can't stop me. I mean, it's like give an extrovert a mic and let her roll. And that's what we're doing. So we're rolling into year two. Again, what do you want to hear about? What are your pain points in the law right now? Y'all have been listening to Powerhouse Lawyers for a year. What's the industry bringing you guys that I need to help elevate, to help empower with knowledge, with tips, with resources? Somebody who is a pro in that area, give me all the info. Get on the Facebook page. Like I said, it's in the show notes. Leave us a review, share with your friend. And again, thank you guys for tuning in for a full year. I'm so freaking proud of us. I'm so proud of us. Okay. So the last thing is a Legally Blonde moment. And this is so funny because this is actually happening now. We got a new puppy and we had a 12-year-old Maltese and we were like, let's be real. Like she's 12. If we're going to get another dog, it's probably like time we can get them acclimated to each other, you know, all this kind of stuff. So we get this mini golden doodle and he is the runt and he's hilarious and wild and a trip. Well, in her dominance era, this dog who normally sleeps 23 hours a day and does nothing is constantly humping the puppy, like humping his face, pinning him down. I mean, she's literally humping him right now and like is winded. I mean, I can't believe you can't even hear it. Like, I'm surprised you can't hear her like breathing very heavily under my desk right now. So if you think that the work from home life is glamorous, it's a cautionary tale that we have some humping dogs down here. And like a true dude, he's just totally unfazed by this woman who's trying to like paw him, get his attention, be all up in his grill. He's half sleeping, half playing with the bone, is completely unfazed by what the hell she's doing to him. So anyway, that's just a little insight into my life. But thanks for tuning in, you guys. I will see y'all next week and let's keep going. Thanks, Powerhouse.
Thank you so much for listening into the Powerhouse Lawyers podcast. Don't forget to follow us on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you catch your podcasts. If you loved this episode, I would be so honored if you left a review. And because I know you are the type of woman who wants to see other women win, be sure to share this episode with someone who needs it. By sharing it, you are empowering a fellow sister in the law to know that she is not alone, that there is nothing wrong with her, and that she can build a life and career that she loves. Thank you. See you next week. Hey, Powerhouse. As a dedicated listener to this podcast, I have curated a special place just for you. It's called the Powerhouse Lawyers Facebook group. You can head on over to the show notes, click on the link, and join our community. This Facebook group is for listeners of the show, attorneys, no matter where you are in your practice. Maybe you're a law student, or maybe you're just someone fascinated by the legal profession. This Facebook group is for you. This is a community that is going to engage in discussions on episodes. You'll get special exclusives. There's valuable networking opportunities. I'll be providing some educational content. And above all, you'll get a strong, supportive community and support system. So click on the link in the show notes below to join the Powerhouse Lawyers Facebook community, where community, knowledge, passion, and collaboration thrive. Again, head on over to the show notes to click on the link to join the Facebook group for the Powerhouse Lawyers podcast. Thanks so much. See you guys there.